World Watch News.
Ukrainian forces have made progress in several key areas, such as Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and Luhansk oblasts in southern and eastern Ukraine. This achievement has come at a high cost, with casualties on both sides. Notably, Ukraine's artillery units, supported by NATO countries, have effectively countered Russian forces. Ukrainian artillery has inflicted more damage on Russian artillery units than they have suffered in return. Despite the odds, the Ukrainian army has managed to hold its ground and inflict significant casualties on the Russian army. The slow advancement of Ukrainian forces can be attributed to a deliberate strategy of allowing their artillery to lead the way. The Ukrainian artillery units are meticulously targeting Russian echelons, gradually weakening their enemy's forces. These developments have caused fear among top Russian officials, including Dmitry Medvedev, who serves as a spokesperson for President Vladimir Putin. The fear stems from the fact that, even after 18 months of conflict, the Russian army, which outnumbers the Ukrainian army, hasn't achieved a decisive victory. This fear has intensified Putin's inclination to make nuclear threats through Medvedev as a last resort to avoid defeat. However, it should be noted that such nuclear threats are likely empty bluffs. Neither Putin nor Medvedev wants to risk the catastrophic consequences of a nuclear conflict. Despite their reckless rhetoric, they are aware that initiating a nuclear attack would lead to mutually assured destruction. The ongoing conflict has witnessed several Ukrainian victories, forcing Russian forces to retreat from Kyiv and other areas. Ukrainian military capabilities, including rockets, drones, saboteurs, and assassins, have dealt severe blows to Russian forces both within Ukraine and in Russian territories. Therefore, it is crucial for the United States, NATO, and their allies to stand firm against nuclear threats and not capitulate to Putin's demands. Giving in to such threats would only embolden Russia's aggression and endanger the security of Eastern Europe. In conclusion, while fear and desperation drive Putin and his representatives to make alarming statements, their ultimate goal is self-preservation. Nuclear conflict remains an unlikely outcome, as the consequences would be catastrophic for all parties involved. It is necessary to remain vigilant and resolute in countering Russian aggression while pursuing diplomatic solutions to bring stability to the region.